Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Uncle Julio's in Arlington off of I-20. And yes, I assure you they are open and you're ready to see you right now. You've got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
This is true.
And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How you doing? And how is everybody out there in listening land doing?
Dude, I'm excited that it's Friday. Unfortunately, my wife is leaving me again.
Just going out of town.
Actually, she's just going to have mom's dinner tonight. It's like a Christmas celebration. But, you know, she could spend that time with me. And she's chosen not to. She also might have to go back out of town again, Kevin, which means she might have to leave me for another week, and that might be disastrous for my mental health.
I believe in the strength of your relationship.
Yeah, it's made it so far. So, with the good Lord willing, you know, it's really all in his hands at this point. So.
And then we have Bobby Belt lingering around, so he might be on the show some, too.
Hi, sure.
You had to miss the Jerry interview. Do you really want to jump in and take that over too?
I'll be hanging around for a little bit. So, yeah, if you guys want me to.
Awesome.
I can
awesome.
Hang in. I just love talking ball with fellow ball nuts. That's the biggest thing.
Are we making happy birthdays to Brian Broaddus?
Indeed.
And Gavin Spittle for the weekend.
Is Spittle's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and then my grandpa. Happy birthday, Grandpa.
Oh, nice.
Wendell.
Nice. From the 210, I do believe that was the greatest crosstalk of all time. Well,
you're
that
welcome.
Is delightful.
Wait
right
till
there.
Wait G-Bag hops on with us later.
Oh, see?
I haven't crosstalked the G-Bag in so long.
Yeah, that is a good point. All right, so I was going to throw some of these out there. Questions the Cowboys must positively answer if they want to make the playoffs. We've been going over this the past few days, and I got a couple more for you. Let's start with this. Can this Cowboys team avoid making the wrong kind of history? They are already tied for the most games giving up 40-plus in franchise history with 1960 when the team started, 1962, 2013, and last year. They are tied with all of those teams having given up 40-plus, not once, not twice, but thrice. Can they avoid setting that record?
Dude, and they almost did get it another time earlier this year against the Giants, but Russell Wilson won't be playing in that game.
No.
So we'll be fine there. I think for the rest of the year, Kevin, we don't face an offense that I think is that capable of putting up 40.
Minnesota's offense stinks.
Yeah, and that's because J.J. McCarthy just hasn't found himself in his meditation yet. The Chargers offense I just don't think can do it the way they run things. And Commanders, if Jaden Daniels isn't on the field, and even if Jaden Daniels is on the field,
right,
I don't think they're capable. So as bad as the defense has been against good or better teams, gooder teams.
Gooder
teams. I just don't think there's an offense that's capable of it, and especially if this team is still in the hunt right down to the last moment.
Tell me if the special teams unit is going to let teams start at the 50 every time, like they did against Detroit.
That's brutal. That is absolutely brutal.
If they do that, then any of those teams is capable of scoring 40.
What is your anticipation level, I guess, for that? Shoddy and the team have said the right things about how they're going to focus on this and that, and they've made some potential personnel changes. What do you think we'll actually see Sunday night from that front?
Did Shoddy have to go take his time from the offense and sit in on special teams meetings like he did with the defense then?
So, yeah, when we sat together this morning, he didn't go over that, so I don't know if he had to go sit there or not. But, no, I think that special teams-wise, last week was particularly bad. I don't think that there's been – it hasn't, like, blinked like that, like we're just, like, a clear problem throughout the season. I don't think they've been the best there. I mean – Brandon Aubrey obviously always gives them an advantage in terms of the way that he's able to either kick it out or, like, drop it into the zone, the landing zone, or do whatever else. So that's something that he does really, really well, and that's probably been a benefit to them. But, yeah, I think what you're – I would be surprised if it's that bad again. I don't think they've been great all year in kick coverage, but I would be surprised if it's that bad again.
If it is, do you just boot it out of the end zone?
Yeah, that's what you'd do at that point. Because, I mean, you'd rather have have them start at the 35 than start at the 42.
And you know Aubrey can. Like, that's sure. Like, you know he absolutely can kick it through, so that's nothing you have to worry about there. I do know that there's – Detroit did play with a different level of physicality. Like, then the Cowboys were, I think, even prepared for. And I just, as long as that doesn't happen again, I think that there can be some other things, too.
Well, and they've been physical this year. Like, Dallas has played physical. Like, that hasn't...
Inconsistently,
that has,
though.
That has, they've gone up against some teams that are more physical than them. But they're not, like, this isn't, what year was it? Was it, it was 22, 21, I can't remember which year. It was where they were having all the issues with physicality. I think that was 21, because it was before they drafted Tyler Smith. Where they were super finesse. And they were super pin your ears back and rush, and you know they you could really give them problems when you would press them. You could give the defensive line problems when you just play like dirty, tight phone booth football.
Yeah, because Neville Gallimore came out the next year and was like, "We got our asses handed to us."
Every week they lost somebody, Zach Martin, Leighton Vander Esch, somebody would say we weren't physical. We were getting beat up. So that hasn't been the issue this year. They played physical enough. Last week was so flat in so many respects. The big thing right now is they need Tyler Guyton back, I think. Because, and I know a lot of people never would have thought they would have said that. There were a bunch of people who were, you know, saying they thought Nate Thomas should start at left tackle. But
I was one of those people for sure.
You can explore it. I'm fine exploring it. I think we've definitely seen, though, like, one guy manages to get the job done even if it's not pretty and one guy does not.
But he's not going to play on Sunday night.
Guyton?
Yeah.
No. But they need to get him back as soon as possible.
Because he has a more the more physical of the two?
So, yeah, he's more...
He's inconsistent,
He's physical. The way I comp it all the time is, like, he looks like a guy who... You remember the swim tests at the rec center or at the YMCA or whatever?
Yeah.
He looks like the guy who, like, while you're watching him going, is he drowning? No, he's okay. He made it. All right, that's a pass. Like he looks like that swimming, where it's like it looks like a hybrid between swimming and just trying not to die.
Mm-hmm.
That, technique wise, it's not pretty, but he gets it done.
Yeah,
he'll be lunging forward or kind of off his base or whatever, but he will get it done. He'll clear space, and so that's what he's been doing the last month. So technique wise, it's not clean, but he gets the job done. And Nathan Thomas has not gotten the job done. I mean, he was fine against Kansas City, but. You're talking about a pressure rate in two out of these three games, Philly and then Detroit, where he was just brutal.
Okay, this is a little bit of a broader question and can incorporate a couple of different things. Can this team start better? You look at the Philly game, you fell 21-0. You look at the Lions game, you were down 20-9 at the half. Can this team start better? And then I guess my bonus question is, does it put them kind of behind the eight ball to start better when Shoddy is a big fan of deferring as opposed to taking the ball?
Yeah, so they had a run there, and I don't know what it is with Detroit now. Did Detroit score on their first two possessions? I think they did.
I believe so, yeah.
So then that means that
there's 3-7.
11 out of the last 12 first quarter drives from opponents they've scored.
Yikes.
Going back to Denver. So even when they're winning these games, the Raiders were the one stop they got in that run. And even the Raiders scored on two of those drives in the first quarter. And then they had trouble the rest of the game. So something about the script has given them issues, those first 15 plays. I don't know if it's just teams are really trying to maximize, how to attack some of the vulnerabilities they've seen, or how they want to change things up. Shadi had talked about the script is oftentimes the most difficult section of the game because coordinators are throwing things at you that they won't normally because they're just trying to see what you're going to do or do that. So that typically is the time where you've got the most difficulty preparing for what they're going to do.
It does. It has felt like Schottenheimer's script is more of trying to feel you out rather than being, we're going to go down your throat.
Yeah, they don't try to aggressively push.
And then when he sees what he sees, he's like, okay, now I know I can call these. That's what it's felt like because then afterwards it seems like they pick it up so much. Kevin, that part of coming out pissed off, that's something that Dak said at the end of the Detroit game was there's a bunch of guys pissed off in there. I hope that carries over. Yeah, so, I hope they're still pissed.
So on Shoddy's script, coaches will look at it differently. Some of them look at it like Shoddy talked about where some coaches want to show you things that they don't normally do, and they're just trying to see how comfortable. Shoddy's approach is definitely more, all right, let's just kind of execute some basic stuff, see what they're showing us on defense, and now we know how we want to attack them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I mean, it's funny. That's, teams do those 15 plays very famously in the 92 NFC Championship game. That's why Dave Wannstedt in the 49ers game, he scripted the first 15 defensive plays. Because it's like, I don't want to show Seifert what we're going to be doing the rest of the game. I'm going to come back with a script myself. Now I'd almost burn them because I think Jerry Rice scored an 80-yard touchdown on like the second play of that game. They got called back because of a holding.
Yeah.
But that is the advantage that you get when you're scripting things is you do get to see how does the defense settle in and what do they want to, you know, what are they basically showing you throughout the game.
And we don't feel like there can be one-off situations where you should abandon that script because it's just not working.
Sure. I mean, they did it game one. They did it game one.
We talked about this off air, I think we were talking about it. The decision to be consistent with something and say, I'm going to be disciplined and
right.
stick to this no
right.
matter what,
right.
because I know my result is going to come out for me if I do it. We talk about that a lot.
I agree.
And,
but when you didn't see the results.
They threw out the script when Jalen Carter got thrown out. When Jalen Carter got thrown out, they changed and they went
and
aggressive.
That's why.
Then in six more plays, I'll switch. I'll change things up after my script is done.
The idea is that
script 40, script 15.
The idea is, do I want three quarters? Like, do I want a better idea of how to attack them for three quarters, or do I want to just say, like, let me go to in my bag on these first 15 and then feel like I don't have a good idea of how they respond to certain things we want to try to do.
And normally I would be very much against that because it feels short-sighted, but when your team consistently has shown some struggles to play from behind,
yeah,
Philadelphia obviously notwithstanding, do you change that philosophy?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you've got to approach it a certain way. Like you've got to look at it a certain way and probably tailor it from time to time. I don't know that Minnesota's the one to do it against.
Okay, that is a fair point. Maybe the Chargers.
Yeah, sure.
All right, it seems like you guys are enjoying these. You want to continue some Cowboys questions? I was going to go Stars, but unfortunately, for the first time in the history of the universe, the Wild beat Jake Ottinger. Do you want to continue with some Cowboys questions?
Sounds good.
Need to positively
yeah, we can rock
answer?
With that.
All right, let's continue.
How's Rope's foot? How we feeling?
Let's check Money Pod.
Yeah.
Well, look, the history of this season would tell me bad because that's what every freaking injury the Stars have turns out to be. All right, coming up next, live from Uncle Julio's in Arlington, we will continue the questions the Cowboys have to positively answer to make the playoffs next right here on The Fan.
Here's Boldy working down the wall against Ransom and centers, and they score! Marcus Johansson with a goal for the second consecutive game, and Minnesota has the lead for the first time tonight.
Minnesota would go on to win that game. They would put in a couple of empty netters to win 5-2 for perhaps their first victory over Jake Ottinger in the history of time. And it also breaks the Stars' unbelievable string of getting points in games. But the Stars have still been playing phenomenal. Second-best team in the NHL. So, good job, Wild. We still took your hockey team. All right, now, let's go back.
Is the deserved to win a meter still saying they shouldn't have won last night?
The Stars shouldn't have won. That's the most aggressive deserved to win a meter I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
92-8.
I mean, look, early on, Minnesota was driving to the net again and again and again. And I was amazed that the game was, at various points, you heard it, that was the first time Minnesota took the lead. That was amazing. They controlled the majority of this game.
See, this is how Money Puck works. They take the shot probabilities. How likely were those shots to go in?
Oh, okay.
Based on the quality of the shot. So you
what
can
is
make,
that, like 91-9?
So, like, you see that little, like, green chicken pox here for the Wild, and then you've got nothing over here for them.
It was remarkable that that game was within reach to at least get a point for most of the night. All right, I want to go back to more Cowboys questions that must be positively answered if they want to make the playoffs. Will Quinn and Williams continue to bring the pass rushing heat? Because when he came here, we talked so much about the run stopping, but since he got to the Cowboys, only Josh Hines-Allen, Aiden Hutchinson, and Micah Parsons have more pressures than Quinn and Williams, which is something that is, for as good as he is, I would not have guessed.
Well, it sounds like Eberflus is using him the proper way then, and giving him those calls that allow him to go do that when called upon. He's doing his job, though. And I think that's the big deal, is whenever he's called upon to stuff the run, he's still there. And then whenever he's called upon to pass rush, the group benefits from having him be a dominant part of that.
Okay, and this might sound like a weird question then. Is there any part of you, does how well Quinn and Williams do his job, is that impacting the blitz at all? Because, like, he's getting pressure that Eberflus is like, well, I don't have to dial up a blitz, when you're like, yeah, but if you did dial up a blitz, that would bring even more dramatic pressure.
So they did the lack of a blitz against Detroit was a Jahmyr Gibbs stat. So they saw on the first drive, they saw that Jahmyr Gibbs was leaking out and was going to destroy them.
And they did a really good job stopping him after that, right?
Yeah, they thought, well, so part of it too was like their plan was, let's blitz and we'll be able to account for Jahmyr Gibbs because they're shorthanded. Well, then Amon-Ra St. Brown came out there doing like Rockette high kicks during pregame warm-up, which, by the way, you've got to start treating, the NFL's got to do something. They got to start punishing teams the way they do with the NBA injury report, because this is, the NFL is way too easy to manipulate things. Amon-Ra St. Brown was not playing in this game. That was the whole field. And then you see him out there, and it's like, oh, Amon-Ra St. Brown was always playing in this game.
It was unbelievable. Never a question. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to have to start penalizing teams for that. But that's kind of where the lack of the blitz comes from. But, yeah, no doubt, like, I mean, San Francisco, which Aaron Whitecotton comes from that group, one of the least blitzing teams in the NFL has been the philosophy from them. Rod Marinelli, same sort of way. Didn't blitz a ton because Rod Marinelli was like, we win with our four up front, and we have strong rotations there. Eberflus obviously comes from there. So, yeah, if Quinnen's able to get pressure, then they feel like our scheme's working the way it's supposed to, and we're not blitzing other than in certain, you know, dedicated
late game passing downs where we need to make sure we solidify something. And that's how many times have we walked away from opponents and gone, man, they can get home with four, and we're jealous of that.
Right.
And the Cowboys feel like they can do that right now. But I see what you're saying.
Go
blitz everything.
Yeah.
The way that Brian Flores did to Sam Darnold.
Make him see ghosts.
Yeah, that's right.
But I would say, in general, Matt Eberflus has said before, he's been on record saying this, the most important position in his scheme is the three technique defensive tackle.
Yep.
Which is what Quinnen Williams is playing right now. Osa has played a lot of it. They kind of have.
Was Osa not effective in it earlier in the year?
No,
and that's
Osa
why they
just,
were like, we got to go get Quinnen.
I don't know why Osa was having some of the issues he was. Because, like, I mean, people are talking about it's the double team rate, but, I mean, he has. The two highest pressure rates from double teams in the NFL over the last 4 years were Quinnen Williams and Osa, like in the entire NFL. And so
something changed.
I think it was that entire offense. Osa gave a really good quote after the game a couple weeks ago where he said, like, I couldn't even accept or believe what I was seeing on tape from the entire defense the first few weeks of the season, where it's like, this doesn't even seem real or possible that this can happen. And so I think it was just kind of in a funk, and, you know, everybody was rejuvenated by that. He also, I mean, I think he, I know he had a good relationship with Marshawn Nyland, for instance. And I think that since Nyland's death, like, he has also kind of
recommitted his mind.
Just, just kind of like, I think there's a part of him that if you asked him, he'd say, like, playing for him is also.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Part of it. That's a big push for him the rest of the way.
All right, next question for you guys. Can they get takeaways? This Cowboys team is -8, which is third worst in the NFL. In the last 3 weeks, they have 6 turnovers to 2 takeaways. Mm-hmm. That feels like, I mean, your defense might be better. They sure as hell aren't good enough to deal with that.
I'm fascinated the not having Al Harris. Mm-hmm. Is that the difference with this, or is this the defense in particular just doesn't call for it? Are they turning their backs to the quarterback?
Deshaun Wright's getting a lot of
interceptions. I know. He's doing well up there.
I think when you look at the defense, it's hard to say, well, the scheme doesn't lend itself to getting takeaways, because clearly the Marinelli Tampa 2 style early 2000s Bucks team's got a lot of takeaways.
Yep.
The Bears got a lot of takeaways with Eberflus in the last couple of years. But on the flip side of that, Marinelli oversaw some of the least efficient defenses in history here in Dallas taking the ball away. I think it was Dallas had become, for the first time in the history of their franchise, they had 10 or fewer interceptions or something like that under Marinelli. And then they did it like 3 years in a row. And so they did not take the ball away very frequently with him until Chris Richard came along, and then Dan Quinn came along, and then you saw more of that. But I think what it comes down to is, do you have the players up front? If you have the players up front wrecking shop and forcing bad throws, you start getting more of those takeaways. You start getting strip sacks. So if the front four is not there within the scheme, then it doesn't get takeaways. So how much are they going to, you know, wreck shop is the question.
Remember the sack parties against Taylor Heineke and the pick parties that went along with it because of the pressure they were getting up there? And hopefully that becomes more of that as this defensive front comes together a little bit more. But, Kevin, obviously, they need Trayvon Diggs out there, and I think that's going to cure everything once that happens.
Well, let's ask Jerry if he's ever going to play for the Cowboys again. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, and let's go get them. The weather's right.
See, I love hearing that. Now, we're almost upon the 50th anniversary, and the Cowboys are about to play the Vikings. So what are your memories of seeing, hearing about the original Hail Mary and its impact going forward?
Well, it just permeates the history and the byline, story byline of the Cowboys. It's wonderful to still be able to sit down and visit with Roger Staubach about those moments, Drew Pearson. I've had several times that that subject has come up with both. And it just reminds you of really, frankly, guys, the role that media plays in the game. The game is about tradition. The game is about competition. It's about entertainment. There's a little business involved with it. But it's sure about the tradition that the great plays and the great times have embedded in our fans. And so the media, I give all the credit in the world because they've made a moment in time. And they've made the nuances of it and what it meant. They've made that into a fable, if you will. Now, I know that sounds flowery and arm-wavy and all that, but it's a fact. It's a fact, and that's one of the reasons that we're all as excited about NFL football as we are.
Now, in terms of this Sunday evening's game, how is Dr. Jerry feeling about Ferguson and Clowney?
I've just been answering that one all morning. We'll see, and that's a fact. I can't tell you the days that we go out before a game and we've got a list of about three or four players, usually different ones, of course, that are going to get out and run, cut, see how they feel, see how in the case of anything to do with an injury like a concussion, and see their status. Right now, generally speaking, everybody that we have on our list is got a chance to step out there Sunday, see how they feel, see if they can actually cut and move to everybody's satisfaction. But generally speaking, I feel good about our availability for Sunday.
Jerry, with this few games left, and you know all this on the line, how's your stomach feel with all of this? Like I'm nervous as heck every day waking up, thinking about what you have to accomplish here to potentially get in the playoffs. I do it with a little bit of bourbon. How do you handle it through this time?
Well, I can tell you this, old Mr. Bourbon or what have you, has assisted me throughout my life in many times. And I'll never forget my dad called after about 2 months I'd owned the Cowboys, and he says, "My gosh, Jerry," he said, "I had no idea. I've never seen anything like the visibility that's involved." And he said, "I sure hope that you know how to handle the pressure. I hope I've shown you the way." Well, he did. And I said, "Dad, I've learned from the master." I'm talking to him on the other end of the phone. He's shown me how to handle pressure during these times. And so, you've got to deal with it. But just let me say this. It's a different kind of pressure now than some of the kinds of pressure that people deal with in everyday life. Let's get real. And it's different. It's serious. It's important to those that are involved at that time. But there's a lot more. I had a coach one time tell me, "Boy, don't vote for going for two. Keep it to single extra point kick. Don't put another coaching decision on coaches." And the pressure is just too much. And I said, let me tell you, pressure. look up in those stands and think about that TV audience out there. They're looking at us to alleviate a little of the pressure. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some pressure, folks. Some of them on Monday getting ready to go into the bank, and the bank expecting to pay off, and they're going to have to ask them for more money. That's pressure.
Jerry, last Thursday, Dak, after the game, said that he was, after the loss, he said he was pissed off, and that a lot of guys in that locker room were probably pissed too. And I'm kind of curious if that feeling, if that emotion carries over for an entire week, if you've noticed that this team looks like it still has that kind of emotion in it right now, and if they can use that and they can be pissed off on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that this time, at this point, you look at what, and a couple of those games, or maybe more, that we could have played better, done some things different, and have a win up there rather than a loss on our record. Now is where that play in a game or that series could make the difference. To me, that's what's being reflected on if you're a player. And you look back at it and say, look, but for this, but for that. Now, that is a subconscious way of getting yourself ready to go. I'm going to think about that because that'll help me not have those as much in the game that we've got coming up. Because if we do well in these next games, we've got an excellent chance to write a story here that we'll remember the rest of our lives. And that's out there.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 to the Fan. Jerry, there's been obviously a lot of talk around Trayvon Diggs' availability. Brian Schottenheimer this week had the quote. He said, I love him as a player, but ultimately he's got to show us that he's ready to do everything the right way. What does that mean to you guys, and what does doing things the right way look for getting Trayvon Diggs on the field?
Well, I'll cut right to it. Does he does his physical injury allow him to compete like we know Trayvon can compete? It boils down to that right there. And he's been working through that. We've been working through it with him. And you'd be surprised the numbers of players, both on any given Sunday or in general, just group. You'd be surprised that you work through it. You get here as a day like we are today, Friday. They'll have a certain level of expectation, activity from what they're doing out there today. They'll look at it Saturday, stay off of it quite a bit. And this is every player that's injured that's iffy for Sunday. And then you'll go out there, and more often than not, you know, I think you turn the list in of active players about 30 minutes before kickoff, maybe 40. But you turn that list in, and you have to look at that list to see which players you're going to be playing on the opposing team. Well, the same thing's happening on our teams, and I've seen us leave the hotel and thinking that they're going to be two or three active, and they get out and they try to go, and they're with the trainers, and they can't go. And so right there, within a 20-minute period of time, they go from can't go to go, or go. And can't go. So bottom line is, it really does mean we'll see how they look the day of the game.
One more on Diggs. Is there any, I guess, contractual consideration or reason that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Could go into determining whether or not to activate Diggs?
Not that I'm aware of, in terms of whether he's you know, contractual and injury are pretty clear cut. And if you can't go because you're hurt, then that usually does not impact your contract. And so, again, there's a lot of details in. There's incentives. He could be losing an opportunity to make some incentives. All of those things are there. I couldn't and wouldn't, frankly, answer that specifically this morning.
Jerry, are you at all afraid or concerned that he won't be able to be that player physically, get back to that, and be able to go at some point again?
Well, he's had a history here the last two or three years of being limited, and you have to look at that. Everybody, that's part of the appraisal. You have to look at it, and certainly he hadn't been here. And we, of course, are missing. We miss his XP out there, and what we hoped we were setting up for the future when we made a contract with him going forward for years to come.
Now, I want to talk about another player that we hope will be good for years to come, Tyler Booker. We have talked about how good he has looked against pressure, but it also seems like he's mean, too. Is that what you want in an offensive lineman, right? Like that mean streak?
Yeah, we call that makeup. Makeup. Mm-hmm. What kind of makeup do they have? And, boy, let me tell you, he's got makeup. That just jumped out at you in the draft. It was a big plus for him. This guy's got makeup. He comes in almost as a leader type, which, by the way, your offensive line is an absolute fabulous place to have a great leader, because they're a team within a team, but the attitude how that game permeates the entire team. And so it's more than just the guy next to you that you're working with on a blocking assignment. It affects the entire team. He's been everything we hoped he'd be when we drafted him.
Were you a mean offensive lineman?
You know something? I pulled every play. pulled. And so I really, my block was like a fullback block. And that's how come I was there, because I really was a fullback, a running back. And we had very light lines. When my last game starting out here, we started at the Cotton Bowl, I weighed 182 pounds right before the game. And I was pulling guard against Nebraska that averaged about 250 at the time. And so, but it was the block was usually a roll block. Kind of threw your right hand across the player's body and rolled and let your shoulder and back roll him up. And because usually you're blocking a tackle coming across or a end coming across. A lot of times you could get out in front of him and get downfield, but that was good. But let me tell you something. I've said this. I'm 83 years old. I'm still mad about it. They moved me from fullback when I was a junior. And fullbacks get to catch balls. They get to run with the ball. They get to do all that. That was my picture of me. So going into that line spot was a bitter pill. I'm mad about it right now, talking about it. I don't know why I agreed to it.
You know, Jerry, I always felt like Kevin Gogan was one of the meanest dudes I'd ever watched play the game. You got to see a lot of offensive linemen come through. Who stands out for you like that?
Oh, I thought now we're talking play temperament.
Yeah.
Temperament. Larry Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Allen. And he had all the stuff to back it up. And he was so strong and so gifted with his feet. And boy, was he smart. Larry Allen's handwriting, he could have been hired by Hallmark Cards to do Christmas cards naturally with his handwriting. It was that pretty.
That is amazing.
And he was exceptional. He was exceptional, not only strength-wise, but foot speed. But boy, let me tell you right now, he was football mean.
You know, I do remember when I was an intern over at the website, at the Cowboys website, and I said, I'm going to talk to Larry Allen today. And he was sitting on the couch, and I said hi to him, and he said, what are you doing talking to me? And I thought I messed my pants, Jerry. And Leroy Glover laughed, and he was like, I'll answer your questions. But, yeah, Larry Allen was absolutely amazing.
I've often thought, let's just picture going in a place, a bar, or someplace to have a drink. Well, I've from time to time in my life had somebody from time to time be smart and say something that makes you mad and say in the bar. I've often thought, how would you like to go in someplace and Larry Allen be sitting two stools down and he do something and you give him a good mouthing? Don't you know that'd be the surprise of your life if he jumped up and took care of your mouth?
And he would.
He would, man.
That'll make you be quiet on those circumstances.
Absolutely. Now, we've all talked all year about how well George Pickens has been playing. Do you feel like at all because of that, maybe fans, maybe some media folks have taken CeeDee Lamb for granted or kind of lost sight at what a weapon he can still be?
Yeah, I think we're being hard. I think the criticism of this last ball game is being hard on him and not justified. And I understand what we wanted to do, but there was more to it than met the eye. And let's just leave it all at that. A game like that leaves us all wanting more. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when we lost Lamb, it was glaring if we had had any type of play that didn't work the way it appeared it should work. That's a mouthful of saying that it is. I don't know if I've ever seen a body of work for a season dismissed as quickly as it was with Pickens getting criticized against Detroit. And that's madness. But I'll tell you what, he's had a great week of practice. That really has a lot to do with it. Sometimes your practice week can impact your day, and he may not have had as good a week of practice the week before, but hello. I've never heard of a player that didn't have some better weeks than the week before.
How do you think he handled everything this week after the post last week and the Richard Sherman thing with Pickens?
Listen, I don't want to reply to the specifics there, mm-hmm. because I'm not for sure about the nuances. But George has really handled things really well every week. And everybody's individuals out there, and they have nuances. But on balance, he's really contributed to when we've had success. He's really contributing to the promise of success. He's a big part of what we're looking at the next four ball games.
Now, speaking of the next four ball games, you guys traded for Logan Wilson for a very specific reason. How important is it that he gets more playing time, especially since Kenneth Murray has struggled?
Yeah. Well, what is important is that we, at a given time, we've got the best we've got out on the field. Now, that's the key. And he really does do some things very well. He reads the block extremely well. And so, Logan, I'm talking about, he reads it instinctively extremely well. And we need that when we've needed that. And so it doesn't surprise me that you come in and it takes a few games to basically blend in, so to speak. And that's a pretty coordinated spot, that linebacker spot. But he does read those blocks well. He's reactive. He's natural in there. That's big at linebacker. I think you'll see more of him.
Now, you guys obviously were able to make a huge comeback against Philadelphia, but I can't imagine these starts have been satisfactory for you and the team. How does this team get off to a better start in not only Minnesota, but all the games going forward?
Yeah, well, I think you basically, I've never been in a game plan meeting with coaching staffs that didn't either state we've got to have better starts or we've got to get off to a good start. And we've really come back from some slow starts this year. And so I'm going to look at it positively. I understand the negative part of it, but positively, look what we can do if we can get that start the way we want it and come out of there and go right down there with the ball and get a touchdown. I think on defense, we've got to work on. We're working on it, getting the best field position we can get on the kicks and then stopping them and not letting them do good on their first down. On the first down of the first series, because that first down, if it gets out there and gets five or more out of it, then you're all of a sudden, the very next play of the start of the game, you feel like you're looking uphill a little bit. All of those things matter. They're addressed succinctly. You can imagine how they're addressed. Big starts after the half, big starts to start the game are very important in football.
Absolutely. Hey, can you believe that Philip Rivers is getting back into this game after after all the time that he's taken off?
Well, that's admirable. You've had some situations in the past where at that position, which is the most premium position of experience, that position, quarterback, and you can get some gain out of the experience value. That's why older quarterbacks, there's such a spot for them, even though they may have lost a step. They make up for it with their experience and their mental approach to the game. So I know it's getting a lot of look. It's interesting to see how it is. But it doesn't surprise me that a grandpa can get out there and make plays.
Man, we appreciate the time. As always, good sir, best of luck on Sunday evening, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Guys, okay, guys. Well, I enjoyed it, this visit for sure, and this is an exciting time for us. We've got this game right here. Don't look past it, but some good things could happen for us this year. Let's keep pushing.
Let's give them hell, man. Let's
do it. There you go. There you go, Jerry Jones. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. So glad we were able to cut off Bobby's last question.
It was a really good question.
Don't describe that as cutting it off.
Yeah.
That is true.
Especially with what the question was going to
be. Yeah, if you want to text in and guess what the question was, there was a couple of things that Jerry said that I was like, oddly, I feel like that could actually apply to Bobby's weird question. So I know he always says, you know, take Jerry, Dr. Jerry for what it's worth, but everybody having a chance to play, I appreciate and respect that. It feels as though in listening to him and listening to Shoddy this morning and looking at the practice reports that Guyton would be the one that you're like, nah, I don't see how that can happen.
Yeah, but hearing Shoddy this morning, that definitely sounded that way.
But it feels like everybody else is at least in the mix, and I know a lot of people are focused in on Clowney, especially now that CeeDee Lamb has passed through concussion protocol. But, man, for Trayvon Diggs, I know we discuss it. Sometimes it annoys me. We've told him it annoys us that sometimes he goes on a roundabout way of answering or maybe not answering some of your questions.
Yeah, and unfortunately it broke up a little bit where I think he was giving us some really good stuff.
But on Trayvon Diggs, he goes, well, let's get right to it.
Yep.
It's been a physical injury that has limited him the last 2 to 3 years. So I keep thinking, Bobby and Corey, for as much as Shoddy is talking about doing the right thing from the second you get into the building to the second you leave, and I'm not discounting that at all, he might be falling in line and doing those things, and it might still just be the knee he can't go.
Well, what if that was the thing?
Maybe blending.
What if doing the right thing, Kevin, was being at the facility to make sure you got your rehab taken care of so that you're healthy to be able to be part of it whenever everything rolls around?
Issue going back a year plus.
I think Corey asking him, essentially, is there a chance Trayvon Diggs will never be the same again, basically?
And he didn't just say...
He didn't just say no, that's bad.
Yeah.
And I think it's very clear we're entering the final 4 weeks of Trayvon Diggs being a Dallas Cowboy.
Well, and I thought he started to creep up on what we were getting at with the contract question.
Yeah, and then he caught himself.
Yeah, and then he caught himself.
Hey, I can't talk about that.
Incentives. No, I wouldn't get into that.
Yeah, because he stopped short of essentially, I don't know if this is your thought. This is my thought. I want to know if y'all think the same way. I think they're afraid to put him out on the field in case he does actually get hurt again, and then you can't move on from him. Where I think now they can just be like, hey, we can cut free and clear if he does not go back on the field, and I think he stops.
Is that a reality with his contract if he was to get hurt again?
Correct.
That's the case?
Correct. I mean, I think that's most NFL players. So, you have a far more difficult time getting around that.
Injury guarantees are funny things. So teams get very nervous, all teams, because at the end of the season, let's say when the Cowboys cut Jalen Smith in the middle of the season.
Right.
Jalen was healthy. Jalen got through the year, and Jalen went, wrist hurts. Need a little repair on my bone.
Yep.
That automatically triggers the injury guarantee. So teams, that's like a $10 million risk or like one of those. So, I mean, that absolutely could be involved. Now, I do wonder if that would already, since it's lingering from last year, it might be different.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would apply the same way. But, yeah, if they're worried about a new injury occurring, that could be
But worse. It felt like he was like, there's this option, and then he saw we were going for option C, and he's like, but I wouldn't speak on that either way.
Mm-hmm. You know what was happening at that moment?
He got very comfortable with us.
I think Tad Carper was in his office waving up, going, stop it.
He was wrestling the phone out of his hand while he was trying to explain.
He was like, I got this.
Don't worry about it. I'm talking to my friends, KNC.
And I think the official answer from the 214 is we'll find out 90 minutes before the game if Diggs is going to play. My takeaway from that is no.
Yep.
Okay.
And, well, I mean, you just heard Bobby in the concern that it could be the last, that's it, after these four.
Yes.
So,
all right, speaking of concern, Bobby, do you have to go?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, coming up,
are you doing this specifically to get it, Sean?
Yeah, I was going to leave after crosstalk, but he got so riled up by it that
it's
I was like, spite. I have to stay.
Yeah, it is spite amazing trolling. How far spite drives you.
The ability to troll somebody.
Yeah.
Normally I'd be amazed by that, but I know Corey. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.